Hello and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. I am Todd Trantham and I'm going to be your host for the show today. Today we're going to be talking about our accreditation self-study with our special guest on the program, Dr. Bill Nolte, our Associate Superintendent. Dr. Nolte, welcome to the show.
Glad to be on today, Mr. Trantham, and thank you for hosting today and asking me about the self-study.
So we just got through, and you have done a ton of work with this, but putting it together and helping facilitate the process of accumulating all of this data around a self-study that has to do with a group called Advanced Ed that very soon will be joining us here with a team to evaluate our district and give us some recommendations. So part of getting ready for that team to come later this spring is to take part and complete this self-study. So if you don't mind, take just a minute and tell us a little bit more about what and why we went through this process of doing a self-study.
Well, and you gave me a lot of credit for putting it together, but really there were a bunch of us that worked on it. It just goes back to the old adage, as if you don't know where you're going, you're already there. And if you don't have a plan, you're not going mm-hmm. anywhere. And at least if you have a good, thoughtful plan, you can follow it. And then if you need to make adjustments, you make adjustments. So as a school system, many years ago, we decided to have our schools accredited individually. And then a little over 10 years ago, we decided to have the district itself accredited, which is the highest level of accreditation. And so these people come every 5 years, many of them from other states and other places who have mm-hmm. public and private schools, and they measure us and examine us using some standards. And so a really smart thing to do that the accreditation folks like you to do is for you to take the standards yourself and really dig in and look at your data and figure out what you think you need to do next. Mm-hmm. And then the team will come later, you'll give them your self-study, and they'll go, that's right. Or they almost always go, there's one more thing here that you didn't pick up on that we saw because we're a fresh set of eyes and we need you to work on that too. So that's really the purpose. And as you mentioned, they'll be here later, which is really the first few days of May. And we're just preparing for their arrival, and we're preparing to get better.
And so there's four core pieces of this study that we're going to talk about today. There's several others that we've just right. decided that are just more of
right.
administrative pieces. But there's four core pieces we want to talk about. So let's just jump right in
right.
and tell us a little bit more about the executive summary.
Well, the executive summary and the other things we're going to talk about were analyzed by about 40 people beginning back in October, and they looked at every standard and rated those standards. Most of those standards are in the next thing we're going to talk about. But the executive summary is basically background information for the visiting team and for us. It's our makeup, it's the number of schools, it's our changes in our population, like our minority population's going up, our overall population's going down. It's a really good summary of who we are just from a demographic standpoint. Mm-hmm. How many employees we have, what our revenue sources look like, have those changed over time. And so the executive summary is basically a review of everything. And then it also has in it at the end some of the things we think we need to work on. For us, what we know we need to work on is continued and maybe deeper communication with our stakeholder groups in the community. And then because of shifting financial resources, we need to work on making sure we keep our resources stable and that we really do a good job communicating with those. Those are the big pieces. I expect the visiting team will tell us more stuff.
So the second part that we want to talk about is our self-assessment, which is just what it says. But tell a little bit more about what we learned from our self-assessment.
Well, the self-assessment basically is the list of all the standards.
Okay.
You know, there's purpose and direction. What's your vision like? Do you have one and do you have a plan for it? There's governance and leadership. You know, do you have a board? Do they have policies? What's in their policies? Do the policies cover everything required? It's teaching and assessment. It's how do we teach and how effective are we in teaching? And, what are students learning? It's resources and how we use resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't just announce on the radio that it snowed now. We can get everyone a message in a hurry now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's things like that. And it's It's what we're doing to continuously improve. And we rated ourselves on literally dozens and dozens of standards. And then the team will come in and see if we rated high or low. And then they'll use their assessment to make recommendations back to us. So the self-assessment is really how you score yourself.
Okay. The next section that we want to talk about is our stakeholder feedback. So tell us a little bit about what that means when we talk about stakeholder feedback.
Well, we get feedback from stakeholders in lots and lots and lots of ways. We have committees for Title I parents. We have committees for AIG parents. We have ESL people who work with ESL parents. Dr. Garrett meets with employee groups and parents, and she does these things called round tables, where she meets with a teacher round table and a transportation round table and a maintenance round table and the system-wide parent round table that's made up of, you know, parent advisory committee members or parent PTA members or PTO members. And so we get feedback that way. That's not always quantitative, where they say things, but you can't really measure all that. So what most of the stakeholder feedback is based upon are those surveys that we do every other year. And most of you, if you're a parent, certainly if you're a student or a teacher listening, you know that every other year, usually in January or February, we'll do a survey. And it's very extensive, and it's internationally validated. So basically, we look at our survey results that you all, as a school community, many of you all did last two Januaries ago, and the results are just tallied up, and then it tells us and the visiting committee how we rank in the five areas that I talked about earlier compared to other accredited schools in the world. So it's a really neat way to get a good measure of where you sit in a certain area. And our survey results look pretty good. We don't do enough surveys. And that may be one thing that the visiting folks tell us that we need to do. We'll typically do fifth graders, eighth graders, seniors, and then parents and employees. And they'll probably want us to do more students.
So the last thing that we have after stakeholder feedback is finally our student performance. So talk a little bit about our student performance.
Well, the student performance diagnostic is really the meat of what we do, because any measure of the success, of, in my mind, of a person or an organization is, are you productive or not? You can look good, sound good, have money, not have money, but are you accomplishing anything? Are you being productive? Are there results? You know, I don't want to be religious here, but, you know, you will know them by their fruit kind of stuff, and that's not a good quote from Scripture, but, you know, are you being productive? So the student's performance diagnosis is a very detailed look at how we're performing at a very specific level, not just every school in the top of the state, which most of ours are, but, you know, how are your Hispanic students doing? How are your boys doing versus your girls? How is K-2 doing versus 3-8 versus 3-5 versus 6-8 versus high school? Which subjects at the high school are doing well or not? And so we've done, and we do this kind of stuff every year. A lot of you all have seen, heard this on podcasts before about our performance, and we publish stuff in the paper, and we publish stuff ourselves about how we're doing. The findings here basically are our Hispanic students are wearing it out. They're getting better and better and stronger, and we're really, really pleased at that. And but we've still got to work on some other subgroups, particularly higher performing students. We want them to do even better.
Well, Dr. Nolte, I want to thank you so much for being with us today on the show. I am sure we're going to take this information and use it not just for this visit that's coming up in May, but also to help us get better as we begin to prepare for next year and the years to come after that. So thank you for being on our show and taking a few minutes to talk to us about the Advanced Ed Accreditation and the self-study that we're doing. Listeners, I want to thank you for being with us. Have a safe and great day.
Yeah, we'll come back after the visit in the fall and tell you how we did.
Sounds good.
See you.